Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. And we're going to take a time out. When we come back, market analyst Tom Leffler will join us. He's going to have a recap of all those futures for us. It's coming up when we come back right after this.
Go All Out sums up the FFA career of Gatlin Squires, the 2015 State Secretary of the Oklahoma FFA. This past year, Gatlin represented Oklahoma in Louisville, Kentucky at the National Extemporaneous Public Speech Contest. And along the way, he found his passion.
Because in preparing for extemporaneous public speaking, I realized how much of a passion I have for agricultural policy and public policy. And it helped me kind of tap into that passion that I had for public policy and realize what I wanted to do in life.
And Gatlin says wearing the blue and gold jacket of the FFA over the last few years has been a life-changing experience.
I feel confident in my abilities. I feel confident in what the FFA has given me and taught me, as well as the relationships I've created along the way. So it's given me a sense of pride in who I am.
A story of success through FFA in Gatlin Squires. These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities, and we're going to take a look at our livestock futures here this morning, Tom. Yesterday, cattle futures, well, all those livestock futures ended on the lower side.
They sure did, Dave. Our cattle complex traded and closed negative Monday, with most contracts having triple-digit losses. A combination of technical selling and a surprising negative placement number from Friday's cattle and feed report made these markets trade on the negative side. Now, just a reminder, Thursday, the April live cattle futures, April feeder cattle futures and options all expire. And we did see yesterday choice box beef down 10 cents. Select boxes were up 36 cents in a total movement of 150 loads. The daily cattle kill came in at 105,000 head, and the cash feeder index did bounce higher yesterday by $1.38. On the close yesterday, June cattle were 92 cents lower, May feeder cattle down $2.67, and June lean hogs down a nickel.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures now, and tough times continue for the wheat and the corn futures.
Boy, that's an understatement there, Dave, as yesterday the KC and Chicago wheat made new contract lows, and the corn made another set of new lows for 2015, while our soybeans closed mostly on a positive note. Now, fund selling continues to weigh on our futures prices in the grain and soy complex, and we saw yesterday's crop progress report show the wheat good to excellent rating was unchanged at 42% nationwide, while Kansas was at 26%, Oklahoma at 37%, both were also unchanged from the previous week. Now, corn planting is 19% complete nationwide, the five-year average is 25%, and 2% of the soybean crop has been put in the ground, with the average at 4%. At the moment, our July KC wheat's down 0.75 cents this morning. July corn is unchanged. July soybeans up 9.75 cents. July cotton is 23 points lower. June crude oil, 20 cents lower. The June dollar index is down 41 cents, while the June Dow Jones futures are 50 points lower at the moment.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll visit with you again tomorrow, and we'll be looking forward to that, as always. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For market analyst Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.